Hey, man.
Hello, George Shapo. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Got an interesting photo in the mail today of some young guy and a big goober and some hot young chick.
Yeah, I thought you'd enjoy that.
Yeah.
And there might be more to come on those.
Oh, wow.
So,
Nice.
yeah, I figured you'd enjoy that one. That was, you people have heard us talk about Tip.
Yeah.
The great famous Tip, and I was looking through some old pictures and I found one of George and his lovely bride, and there was Tip right in the middle.
Sitting there at a CMU football game. Good
yep.
times.
Pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful.
And then I sent you two Hall of Famers.
See, when I first, I thought the two Hall of Famers, I thought it was like me and Tip. I thought we were the two Hall of Famers. And I was like, oh, yeah, there's Jeter and Rivera, too, I guess.
Well, anyways, nice try. So
yeah.
Keep those. Those are yours to keep just for being my pal.
I couldn't ask for more. It's beautiful.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Now, we did cereal, and so now what other great American thing can we talk about that we love? And that would be candy.
Oh, yeah. Continuing on with the food theme.
Yes. Sweet, sweet food. Now, I got to tell you, George, I'm disappointed in the candy industry. There's not a lot of information or trivial facts out there about candy. I have a few, but not like cereal. Cereal, I had to fight them away. But anyways.
But there were some great commercials out there, too. Probably not quite as good as the cereal commercials, but there were some good candy bar commercials. And it was really pervasive in the public consciousness as we were growing up.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to help me out on that. I don't remember a lot of commercials. Like, what's a big candy commercial that comes to mind? Like Tootsie Pop with the owl. I know that.
Oh, I didn't even think of that one. That's a great one. Yeah. One, a two, three.
Right.
Yeah. I mean that's in that same, almost that same category as Pete Puma when he says three or four.
There you go.
But anyways.
Oh, all right. Well, since I brought it up, that is one piece of trivia I have for you.
Okay.
They did some crazy experiment with Tootsie Pops. And for a human, it took anywhere between 144 and 252 licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
See, I would have gone higher.
Yeah, well, then they created a machine to do it, and it took between 364 to 411.
How about that?
I know it.
Can replace humans.
Right. Well, you know, humans are probably cheating. They probably bit by the time they got to 250.
Oh, okay.
And then the other thing I want to complain about in the candy industry is I can't get a straight answer on, like, what's the top 10 selling candy bars in the U.S. or in the world? I probably saw four lists that all had four different answers. And so I'm going to go with the list that I have, but I am dubious of it. So we can talk about that later as we go on.
Fair enough.
All right, I'll go first. My number 10 is the Three Musketeers bar.
Okay.
And you're probably thinking, well, they named that after D'Artagnan and whoever the other two guys were.
Athos, Porthos, and Aramis. D'Artagnan was actually the fourth, but I digress.
Oh, well, okay. Well, either way, you'd be wrong. They named it Three Musketeers because when the candy bar originally came out in 1932, there was three strips of candy. One was chocolate, one was vanilla, and one was strawberry.
Wow.
Yes. And then sometime during World War II, they dropped the vanilla and the strawberry, and the Three Musketeers became what it is today.
So basically just one big chocolate musketeer.
Yes, one chocolate musketeer. That's correct.
Yep. Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear the passing of vanilla and strawberry, but okay, well, fair enough.
Yep.
All right. Well, my number 10 makes the list as much for because I like to say the name as much as anything. Although I really did like these candy bars as a kid, I don't even know if they exist anymore. But it's whatchamacallit. You know, a whatchamacallit was kind of a mishmash of a lot of different things. It had like Rice Krispies and caramel and probably some nougat thrown in there, a whole bunch of things. And you can imagine, you know, sitting around the candy bar headquarters trying to figure out what to call it. And it was probably 11:30 at night, and they said, "I just whatchamacallit," and they probably went with it.
Right. Or my mom was working on the board. And that's one of her favorite words. And when she can't think of something, she says, "You know, the whatchamacallit."
See, your mom was probably working for whatever candy bar company makes them, and contributed. So well done, Agnes. And I got whatchamacallit at number 10.
Okay, I do remember that one, and I don't ever see it now. So I'm going to assume it is deceased.
I think so too.
Okay, my number 9 could be higher, and if it's cold, like frozen, it's even better. And it's really popular on a golf course, and it's a Snickers bar. Snickers bar came along in 1930, and it was named after a horse owned by the Mars family. That's how it got its name.
Okay. The horse probably loved those things.
Absolutely. So it's not like they were laughing at you while you were eating the candy. It was because of the horse. But, I like a good Snickers bar, especially cold.
Okay. I might be talking about that one a little later.
Okay.
I'll bet that horse probably got his name just because that's probably what it sounded like. Probably going,
okay.
Because the horse named himself. The horse named himself. Okay. My number 9 also comes from the Mars family. The currently active one. Also very good cold. That's the Twix bar. Twix bar with the caramel with the cookie crunch. Lately, they've been into some kind of new marketing scheme where they say that, you know, some of the Twix bars come out on the right side and some come on the left side. I don't know what about all that. It's just it's a pretty darn good combination of cookie, chocolate, and caramel.
Yeah, I do like those commercials. Twix bars did not make my list, but I know it's a very popular one. So I can't blame you for that.
Okay.
Now, my number 8 candy bar had two names. It used to be called the $100,000 bar.
Yeah.
Now they've shown it to the 100 grand.
Right.
And it's got like Rice Krispies and caramel and chocolate. And that is, as far as candy bars go, that is fairly new to the industry. That was came out in 1966. So in our lifetime, that candy bar has come out.
And, that will also be on my list, and I'll talk about it a little later. But, great, great choice.
Okay.
My number 8, I'm sure wouldn't be a lot higher on many people's lists. I can see that argument. I had to put it on there somewhere, though, and this is just kind of where it fell out, but it's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. That was a big commercial back in the 70s. You remember, I don't know if you remember, like there's some dude walking along eating a candy bar, and there's another dude walking along for some reason eating out of a jar of peanut butter. For, I don't know why, because I never saw anyone do that, but, you know, then they'd walk in and they'd bash into each other, and the guy would break his chocolate bar into the guy's peanut butter and says, "You got your chocolate bar in my peanut butter," and says, "You got peanut butter in my chocolate." So that was a pretty big commercial at the time.
I think. Yep.
But It's just a great combination of chocolate and peanut butter. So, it's number 8.
You're selling that one way short. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Okay, now number 7 is definitely not on your list, but I discovered these when I was in Scotland, and they're called Maltesers. And basically what they are is they're like a Whopper, like a malted milk ball.
Yep.
But they're so much sweeter. The chocolate is so much better. And they first came out in England in 1937, and they're just now became available in the U.S. in 2017. Now, I went to Scotland in 2011, and I remember one year for Christmas, I raved about these things so much, Sarah ordered me like a case of Maltesers from the UK. And then one day recently, she was just in a Rite Aid, and there was Maltesers. She couldn't believe it. So now I get my fix of my one of my favorite candies. They're a little bit softer as far as biting into than Whoppers, but they're so much sweeter. I love them.
Okay, I've never had one. I have seen them at Meijer's. Meijer's sells them, and Meijer's has like a little international section.
Okay, well, if you like that kind of thing, give it a shot.
Okay, I just might do that. My number 7. This may be the best frozen candy. If we were doing like top frozen candy bars, this might be my number 1. I think it's from the Hershey camp, and it's a Kit Kat bar, chocolate and wafer cookie. I don't care for them all that much, just at room temperature. I almost always have to freeze them just because I love them. I love the way they crunch, and the chocolate tastes a little different, I think, frozen. So, they've got a commercial too that I think got some play in The Office, which I know we've talked about when we did our top TV shows.
Yeah.
I think Dwight was trying to remember what the theme to the Kit Kat commercial was, and I think they kept messing with him and like giving him a bunch of other different like alternate words for the Kit Kat theme.
So yeah,
good moment. But love the Kit Kat bar.
They do have an effective jingle. So you kind of like candy that you have to break apart, like Kit Kat and Twix, things like that. Things that are barely connected that you have to break off.
It kind of seems that way. And certainly in the bottom half of my top 10, I would agree with that.
All right.
I like things that you can freeze, definitely.
Okay, good deal. Okay. Now, it seems as we're talking about, I think it's a Hershey thing. I find that there's only like three candy companies in the world. Talk about a domination. It's Hershey, it's Mars, and it's Nestle. And
pretty much, yeah.
And I can't find. I've got one on my list that is not one of those, but we'll get to that in a minute. But it's just kind of funny how they've kind of taken over the whole industry like that.
Yeah, yeah. They do. Now, I mean, there's like Cadbury, which is kind of a niche kind of candy thing. But they don't. Not like those. They're the Ford, GM, and Chrysler of candy.
Yeah, I've never been to Hershey, Pennsylvania, but I'd love to go.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Okay, my number 6 is a Nestle's Crunch, a chocolate bar with Rice Krispies in it. So that's a Nestle. And the big rival, I think it's Hershey, is called the Crackle, which is the exact same candy bar. And they both came out in 1938. So there was some kind of international espionage going on there. And I don't think there's any difference in it, but Sarah's favorite candy bar is a Crackle. She loves a Crackle, and I don't think she would eat a Nestle Crunch, though.
Is that right? Nestle Crunch, it made my honorable mention. And it seems to me that the only place you ever see Crackles are in those little Hershey bags of Hershey miniatures. I don't know if I've ever seen a full-size Crackle Bar.
Oh, they exist. But, I guess it makes it more worthwhile when you got to hunt them down.
I guess so, yeah. So, yeah, Bob, yeah, definitely like those. Okay, my number six, you talked about some. I have a list as a $100,000 bar because that's what we called it when we were kids. And I don't remember when it became the 100 grand.
Yeah.
But the $100,000 bar, like you said, chocolate and caramel and Rice Krispies, can't be a very, very good one.
And it's really chewy. It's like you can never just bite it. And you're always pulling some kind of caramel out of your mouth. It's good.
Always getting kind of stuck in your teeth. So, yeah, it has that lingering effect. You eat it, you keep kind of like tasting it for the next 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, number five should probably be higher, but I don't know. I got a lot of good candy ahead of it. And it is the first American chocolate bar, the good old Hershey bar.
Okay.
Brought out of the market in 1894. And talk about a good candy bar that's cold. Those things are great. And it just snaps. It's got those, it's got the pieces already scored there. And you snap it and have a Hershey bar. And the best part is just don't even chew it. Just put it on your tongue and let it melt. And I like a Hershey's bar with the nuts. That's okay. I can do that. But I'm more of just a plain Hershey's chocolate bar guy.
I agree. Hershey's, it's a great chocolate. It has a lot of applications, with the Hershey kisses and all that. I think there's, if you look on the internets, which I know some of you kids do from time to time, that there's some out there that don't really care for Hershey's chocolate. I think it's some kind of low rent pedestrian chocolate, and they prefer the European types. But for my money, if I'm just going to eat chocolate, yeah, it's Hershey.
Yep.
So, well, okay. My number five. You've also talked about again. This is where Snickers coming in. Snickers. I think Snickers would probably be number one on a lot of people's lists. It's always a big hit in the office candy jar. Snickers is also a big favorite. Halloween kids love to get Snickers bars, but yeah, chocolate, peanuts, and caramel and nougat's got all hits on every note. So, and I understand it was named for a horse.
Oh, I'll be darned. Well, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah.
Now, are we clear on what nougat is?
I'm not sure. It's some kind of like sugary, pasty kind of stuff. I don't really know what it is.
Okay, well, it could be rat poison for all we know. We just happily ingest it and say, oh, it's got nougat. That's good.
It works in a candy bar. So, yeah, it's chocolate, peanuts, caramel, and rat poison.
Anyways, it is popular. I mean, nougat is a popular ingredient. They're not afraid to tell us about it, so it must not be that bad.
But it is, if you think about it, though, people will eat chocolate by itself, right? And they'll eat peanuts by themselves, and they'll eat caramel by itself. But who's out there eating nougat all by itself?
And where can I get it? Where do I get a jar of nougat? How can I get that?
Nougat in a spoon. I don't know.
Yeah. Huh. We're going to have to work on that. Okay, my number four is Milk Duds. I love me some Milk Duds. Tough on your dental work. You could pull out a filling in no time. And they came out in 1926. The goal was for the Milk Duds to come out. They wanted them to be round. But when they came out kind of misshapen and a little bit more oval, one of the workers said that they were duds. So... there came the Milk Duds name.
See, it's kind of like whatchamacallit. It's like, you know what? Rather than work on this thing, let's just call it what it is and sell it.
Yeah, it is. That's a little bit lazy, huh?
Yeah. But
it is kind of bad to call your product a dud, but I don't know. It works.
I guess it does. Now, Milk Duds, though, is not one of the main three candy companies, right?
I don't know. I didn't get that far.
I don't think it's Hershey, Nestle, or Mars. So seems like it's in the Tootsie Roll family or something.
Okay, well, that would be a scoop.
Okay, we'll work on that one.
Yep.
My number four had a classic commercial. One of the biggest commercials in the whole candy bar world. And I'll just tell you, you know, because sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't. Almond Joy has nuts, and I'm all about the Almond Joy. Love Almond Joy. Milk chocolate, coconut, and almonds, perfect combination. It's really good frozen. When it gets frozen, the coconut gets real chewy, and the almond gets real crisp. And it's just a perfect flavor combination to the point where it's become one of our staple Christmas cookies that Gretch will make. She'll kind of make her own Almond Joys that are pretty damn awesome. It's a chewy coconut and with an almond on top, and she dips it in some chocolate. So we got homemade Almond Joys at Christmas time.
Okay.
It's a classic.
I respect your opinion, but I wouldn't eat coconut if you gave me $1 million. So no candy bar with coconut is going in this mouth. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, you know, actually, I saw a list not too long ago where they talked about most polarizing foods. You know, polarizing just being something that people either really love or really hate.
Okay.
And coconut was pretty high on that list. So I think coconut is just one of those things that, because I love it, and clearly you don't. So I think it just strikes a certain chord with people.
Now, okay, so didn't both of those have coconut? The only difference was Mounds had nuts and the other one didn't, right?
Yeah, and the Mounds had was dark chocolate. So it was a slight difference, but it was, according to the commercial, it was mostly just, yeah, Almond Joy's got nuts and Mounds don't.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. Okay. Very good. At number three, right? Oh,
yep.
Number three. Why isn't this number one? It was quite a battle, but it is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Okay.
Oh, man. They're so good cold. They're good miniature. They're good regular size. I love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and Reese originally worked for Hershey, and he came up with this idea, and he left and started his own company, and that happened in 1928.
Okay.
But I know you have them on your list, but I love those things.
I seem to think that there was – yeah, he went out and went on his own, and then later, from what I understand, Hershey bought it back from him, and he made just great goodly gobs of money selling it back to Hershey. So,
yeah. Quite a bit of dough on that deal, huh?
Yeah, that's a lot of money out of chocolate and peanut butter.
Yeah, but it is good. It is so good.
It is a great. Have you ever had like I know at Christmas time they come out with these like giant Reese's cups. I don't know, it's like a 5-pound Reese's cup or something. Have you ever had one of those?
No, but put that on my list.
Okay.
You're thinking about getting me something.
Maybe Santa will bring it this year.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay. My number three is peanut M&M's. I know I had M&M's had to be somewhere on the list, and there's a lot of different types of M&M's, but peanut M&M's is just a perfect candy. We almost always have a jar sitting around somewhere in our house, and it's great for just walking by and grabbing a few peanut M&Ms and popping them in your mouth. But it's a great combination of peanut and chocolate, which is a theme that is appearing a lot on our list. I think obviously peanuts and chocolate go great together. And peanut M&Ms is like the king of M&Ms for me.
Okay, I don't have any of the M&M family on my list, but I do like them. They're high on my honorable mention. And if I were to have to choose an M&M, absolutely peanut M&Ms. They got some substance to them. There's that thin layer of chocolate and the peanut, and then the candy shell. So good, so much more satisfying than just a regular M&M.
Yep. Now, I believe M&M's were developed in response to World War II as a convenient candy to put in ration packs for U.S. soldiers.
Well, you're right, and I got another one for you coming up on that too. But okay. The M&M stood for Mars, of course, you'd know that. But the partner was Murray, M-U-R-R-I-E. So M&M was short for Mars and Murray.
Mars and Murray, and then would later go on to a career in the rap music industry.
Okay, yes. Like Bruno Mars?
No, like M&M.
Ah, gotcha, okay. Boy, I am slow on your joke there. Gotcha. Gotcha, okay. Gotcha.
We need to rehearse this beforehand so we don't...
Well, I think that's the second time you got me on an M&M joke, and I'm just he's not in my world, so
okay.
I guess that's why. My fault.
All right, number two.
My number two, am I up?
Yep, you're up.
Okay, it's the first one that's kind of it's kind of off the beaten path, and it is the Cadbury Caramello. The chocolate, you know, it's got about four sections of chocolate, and they are chock full of caramel. It kind of even like drips down your chin, and I love those. I would get those over all candy bars except one. But
obvious.
Yeah. So anyway. I love them, and they're not a Hershey or a Nestle or a Mars.
They're a Cadbury. Okay.
Right,
good yep. one. My two, we're going back to the Mars company, and it's quite simply, it's the Mars bar, which is not made anymore. Mars bar, which is chocolate and are oft talked about nougat and caramel with almonds. So it's basically a Snickers bar, but instead of peanuts, it's got almonds. And that's one of the later incarnations of Snickers, is they have a Snickers with almonds, which I suspect is really just a Mars bar. So I'm calling number two as a Mars bar. Almonds are my favorite nut, and it's not a surprise that they show up high on my list. Mars bar is something that I really kind of discovered later. I never really ate them as a kid, and it was actually after I met Gretchen in college, because she loved Mars bars, and then I started eating them. I was like, man, where have these been all my life? So unfortunately they're not made anymore, but I will get the Snickers with almonds as a substitute for it.
Why do we think it went away? What happened?
I think they were probably had some. They didn't know how to market it, and I think they figured if they got rid of it and just rebranded it as Snickers with almonds, it would sell better. And who knows, maybe it did, because Snickers is such a well-known name. And even though Mars is the name of the company, the Mars bar just didn't – I don't think they really ever really had a commercial that rang true with people and probably just didn't market well.
Huh. Okay, number one – and this is kind of a nod to a friend of mine, Dave Brass, because he and I are the two biggest fans of the Heath bar in the entire United States.
That's a good one.
I love a Heath bar. They came out in 1914. Hershey bought them in 1996. They were also one of those candy bars that they put in the ration packs during World War II, mostly because it had a long shelf life. But so I love Heath bars. If I'm getting a blizzard, I'm getting a Heath blizzard. Like it used to be so that like Dave and I would text photos back and forth whenever we were eating a Heath bar or a Heath Blizzard or something like that, just to rub it in the other guy's face.
Wow. So Heath for Keith, huh?
Absolutely.
Wow. There's another English coffee candy bar by one of the other companies that's out there. I won't hear of it. So you won't even consider having a score bar.
No, it would be like cheating on my wife.
Yeah. Heath for Keith. Gotcha.
Yep, that's it. So Georgie, you talked about a lot of candy bars. What's your number one candy bar?
My number one candy bar has been almost mentioned in a way, but not quite. And I have a feeling this may have a bit of a Pretenders as the top rock and roll band kind of feel to it.
Oh, okay.
So this might be NC State winning the national championship again, but with me, my all-time favorite number one candy bar is Hershey's with almonds. Love those things. Almonds shows up in three of the top four on my list. I can't get enough almonds. I'll eat them by themselves, but for me, it's just a combination of Hershey's with whole almonds in the bar. It's outstanding frozen, great combination, and quite simple, just two ingredients, but two ingredients that work so well. So it's that is my all-time favorite candy bar.
I have no argument with that. As I said, when I said the Hershey bar, I like the ones with the almonds, and it must be because they put the almonds in it. You know, the Hershey bar is flat and broken into squares for you. The almond bar is kind of got like a little bit of an arc to it, and definitely not scored. So when you break that off, you kind of just break it. Well, let me ask you a question. When you're eating that kind of a candy bar, do you bite into it or do you snap off a piece and put it in your mouth?
Okay, my number one way to eat a Hershey's with almonds is it's got to go in the freezer, and then when I pull it out of the freezer, before I even open it, I smack it on the counter and break it up into pieces inside the wrapper. Then I open the wrapper and just eat the pieces.
So whoa! Now
I thought about this. There's a process to it.
I was not expecting such a well thought out plan. Now, but don't some of the pieces, aren't they like minuscule? Aren't you dealing with like a
there's a few shreds there, but they all get kind of rolled in the whole experience. So it really works for me.
I would be afraid that I would open it that a piece might fall out or I don't know, but okay, well, wow, that's my
way.
That I'm who to think I'd ask that question. And then for you to have such a different answer, that's outstanding, George.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, it's number one for a reason. So.
Yep. Okay. So now I told you that I looked at, several different lists for like the top selling candy bars in the U.S. And so one of the first ones I came across was the top selling as of 2016. Now tell me if you believe these.
Okay.
In reverse order, number 10 was Butterfinger.
That was on my honorable mention. I like a good Butterfinger.
All right. 9 is Milky Way.
Also eight, honorable mention.
Eight is Three Musketeers.
Okay.
7 is Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth, huh? Wow. I'm surprised it's the number 7 seller.
Yeah, I know. So am I. And listen to this. Sue Ellen Nischke would be so proud. Number 6 is O. Henry.
No kidding. O. Henry.
I don't know if I believe that.
Obviously, there's baseball fans out there for Baby Ruth and O. Henry.
Oh, no. You know the story about Baby Ruth, don't you?
I know it's not Babe Ruth. It's like Teddy Roosevelt's kid or something.
Yeah, because they just claimed that because they didn't want Babe Ruth to be able to sue him because he tried to stop him from using his name. And they claimed, oh, no, it's not even named after you. So they didn't want to, they wanted to cut him a check. But, okay, so anyways, O. Henry was sixth. Kit Kat, five. You wouldn't argue with that. Hershey's is fourth. Snickers is third. Makes sense. Reese's is two. And then number one is M&M's, that rapper guy you're talking about.
Well, M&M's doesn't surprise me. And it depends how they're measuring sales, if they're like measuring like total weight of sales. Because I think a lot of M&M's are sold in like the big jumbo bags and people like take them to the office and dump them into a bowl or something. So I think are going to be consumed a lot that way. Probably more so than just going out and buying a single serving bag of M&M's.
Okay.
That's kind of how I'd see that.
Thanks for giving it so much thought. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, another successful podcast. Keep listening to us out there and anchor.fm/GK Musings, or you go to your Apple podcast and you can search on George and Keith's Musings. But you should already have all this stuff saved.
Yep.
You should be subscribed so you'll get notified the instant that this is published. So we've got some more ideas in the hopper and still working on our big idea that we've been talking about now for 3 months, but it's a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
Getting close. I think it is. It's going to be a tough one, but yeah, we're getting there.
It'll be worth it. All right, George, have a great night. NFL kicks off, and so we'll enjoy that tonight.
You betcha. All right.
Bye.